Hit one into a gap right now.
He swings and soars one out to left. Conine back to the wall. And there it goes. Home run number 20 for Andrew McCutchen. A three-run shot. Pirates lead it 6-1.
The voice of Joe Block, one of the highlights for Andrew McCutchen last year. And Joe joins us as we get ready for Pirates Fest and just a month away from pitchers and catchers reporting to beautiful Bradenton, Florida. Joe, good morning.
Oh, great to hear your voice again, Larry. This time talking to you instead of just listening on my drive around in the morning. It's great. It's great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always good to have you. And before you know it, you'll be headed south to Bradenton for spring training. Before we talk about Pirates Fest tomorrow, I want to express my condolences to you in the passing of Bob Uecker yesterday at the age 90, 10 days shy of his 91st birthday. And I know you knew Bob very, very well, working with him in Milwaukee, and what a legend.
Yeah, we were close friends. It was a very difficult time yesterday, still is, and will be for a while. But, you know, I thought maybe you'd say something today, and I wanted to share with the audience how much he loved Pittsburgh. And, you know, he never played for the Pirates, never announced for the Pirates or anything. But when he was a player for the Milwaukee Braves, outside of Forbes Field, he was telling me about the old home plate club, which was a great place to gather after the game. And so that's where he developed his affinity for Pittsburgh, that old haunt. And lots of laughs were had in that establishment through the years. And then he always loved coming back to our city. So that's something that I wanted to share today, because I know that he really did. When he pulled off the road late in his career, he made sure that Pittsburgh was one of the stops that he did travel to. And it wasn't because of me. It was because of the city. So it was really neat to just be able to be in the booth with him and call him a friend and really get to know his family and experience Bob Uecker through the years. It was really wonderful.
And I know you were very close, and even though I never met him, I was just a fan of his work. I loved his self-deprecating humor that underplayed the fact that he was part of a World Series championship team with the Cardinals in 1964 and spent more than half of a century in the broadcast booth. And Johnny Carson named him Mr. Baseball, and it stuck. And he was so popular that obviously they cast him in the cult favorite Major League.
Top of the sixth, and rookie sensation Ricky Vaughn on the pitch now. You can close the book on Kelner.
Thank God.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight.
Oh, that makes me laugh every time. And the beauty of somebody like him, Joe, for those of us who are just fans, is a life well-lived, and we just enjoyed him as a human being, and we all need a little laugh in this world.
Yeah, that was his drive, I think. It was to, you know, just be able to see you smile, get you to laugh. He would want to find a way to bring you laughter, and he was such a wonderful person too, behind the scenes, just all the caring things that he did for me and my wife and our family, and so many others too. But the thing that really drove him, I thought, was no matter how the game's going or whatever he's doing, if he's just talking to you, you coming into the booth or he's at the grocery store, he would shop at the grocery store, make sure you're smiling and have a laugh. And he really did get a kick out of that. And we all did too.
Well, again, our sympathies to you and fans of the great Bob Uecker. That said, it's a good time to talk about a little baseball in the dead of winter and things looking up for spring in terms of just, if you're a Pirates fan, you have an opportunity at the David Lawrence Convention Center tomorrow and Sunday, right?
Yeah, that day was added. So 10 to 2, season ticket holders, so extended access, and tickets are free. You just go to pirates.com, reserve your tickets. We just did. My family's going to come tomorrow, so it's going to be good. And you played the Andrew McCutchen highlight. I'm so glad that he's back again, and that we get to watch him all summer long. And it'll be good to see him. There's a special event tonight for season ticket holders, and then so I'll see him tonight. But we'll all see him over the weekend. And I love being able to just this is my opportunity because I can't come down to the stands during the game. You know,
right?
They'd probably yell at me if I did that. But this is my chance to talk with you. You know, and get to just hear what everyone's saying and what you're thinking about and really get a pulse of what's going on. You know, outside of the grocery store. Or the restaurants that we go out for a bite to eat, do that kind of thing. So this is my chance to really get to interact with you guys out there, and I really love this weekend. This is always a fun weekend to kind of get baseball going in our veins again a little bit.
Yeah, and to give people a flavor for what goes on, there are autograph sessions set up. They have games, interactive, and activities for the kids too, which is such an important component of keeping that going for the next generations, and then. You know, the acrimony that comes with not winning, Pirates management is going to be on hand, and you can submit questions online for Pirates president Travis Williams, general manager Ben Charrington, manager Derek Shelton, and it'll be an honest answers and ways for fans to interact and put their two cents in, too. So you have lined up Andrew McCutchen, David Bednar, John Wehner. All right. Brian Reynolds, let's see, John Candelaria among these stars.
Yeah, Skeens will be there.
Paul Skeens, I don't know if you guys have heard about him, but he's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah.
And you got the Fort.
He's the youngest guy on the team. He's still got to prove himself.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And then a Pirate for Life, Steve Blass, is going to make an appearance. And then on Sunday, Jared Jones. You got Matt Capps, Neil Walker. And Kevin Young among active players, too. So it's a great weekend. And Joe Block will be there.
Yes. Yeah. Make sure you put that away down at the bottom. But yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to interact with everybody. Just we're going to have some fun and just kind of thaw it out a little bit. I heard it's going to be above freezing today. So yeah, we'll thaw it out a little bit. It'll be good this weekend.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Joe. Good to hear your voice, and good luck at Pirates Fest. And you get all the details. Just go to the Pirates website, pirates.com, and it's free, but you got to register to get your tickets. So, Joe, have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
Pirates, Joe Block. That's a little out.